Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in Richmond. Streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go. You can rewind. You can listen to us all across the country with that Odyssey app and other shows on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by friends of Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Checking out the poll of the day brought to you by Scotty's Vodka. People weighing in on how much they want to see Jaden Daniels play. So it's not a prediction. It's what you want. I mean, crap, I'd want to see the whole game, so I would vote for two quarters or more. But most people, the majority, are going for 3 to 4 series.
Not surprising.
Which is reasonable, I think. And then 3 to 4 is kind of what I expect.
I mean, back in the day,
two would be nubs. If you only got two series, unless it's the scenario where you say,
unless they're long drives.
Okay, then boom.
Two touchdown drives.
Then you just don't, then all of a sudden, yeah, you don't want to see them get hurt.
I mean, if they're 9, 10 minute drives, that's it. I mean, it's basically two quarters.
Honestly, at this point, I don't think they really need to see that much more. They just, you know, you just get reps.
But like, they're showing highlights.
They know what they got.
On the NFL Network right now, they're showing highlights of Drake May. You kind of want to see a little of everything, right? So you'd want to see the deep ball. You'd want to see how he handles pressure. You want to see a little of everything, which, you know, the Patriots got. He had 11 of pass attempts. He had 4 rushes. He had a deep shot. He had.
Should have been caught.
Yeah, he had, you know, some pressure situations. I think he was sacked once. So I think you want to see a little of everything.
I will say
Jaden
this.
As well.
Yeah. I did watch the second episode of Hard Knocks yesterday with the Bears.
Yeah.
And again, most boring team ever.
I haven't seen it yet.
Worst team ever to document. The only intriguing thing is Caleb. And I'm kind of biased against Caleb. I'll just be honest. It's not my thing, like painting fingernails and carrying purses and stuff. But guys do that. But whatever. It's not my thing. He does have a ridiculous arm on the run.
Yes.
And it jumps out.
Did you watch the highlights from the first game?
Well, I watched Hard Knocks. That's what I watched.
Did they show the highlights from the first game? I
don't remember. I watched Caleb's. I watched the Bears Hard Knocks yesterday. And I don't know if it was scrimmage or game. I was barely paying attention. But I was watching it. And that guy can move left and throw right. And he throws seeds. His throws on the run are a show.
He's like Mahomes.
That's what he did in college. That's why he was the number one pick.
I still don't.
100%.
He's still not my favorite guy in the world. He is taking the meeting seriously. I'll give him credit. He seems to be locking in. Eberflus, I actually like Eberflus. I thought he was kind of a goofball. Like, you know, Eberflus. Like, what a terrible name. But he's actually a decent guy. I kind of like him. And they're coaching him up. I don't know.
Well, I'm telling you,
two throws. This Hard Knocks is the worst ever. Coming off the Giants Hard Knocks, get out of here.
He had two throws in the preseason game, which were really impressive. The one where he's pressured big time, and he almost does the no-look pass. I don't think it was a no-look pass, but he throws against his body to the left. And I think that one went for a really long gain. Short pass, but he's about to get hammered, and he just throws it against his body over here. But you're talking about on the rollout. That's why I was asking if it was the game. He had one which was a designed rollout where he's basically kind of running a bootleg.
Yeah.
And he's got one guy on his. No, this wasn't really against his body because he's throwing to the right. So he's rolling to the right, and he's got one guy chasing him. He's got another guy that's about to smash him. And the guy's like 30 yards downfield, pretty covered. Like the guy at the corner's like right on the guy, and he just throws a dime. Like, perfect 30-yard strike. It reminded me of, I keep bringing up Patrick Mahomes, but Aaron Rodgers, I think, is super proficient in that. Where, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, had that one where he was rolling left and threw, like, a ridiculous one on the sideline. But he just has that ability, which I think is next level. Like, when we did our rankings, I think we all did it honestly. Obviously, bias is going to creep in, right? Because we've all heard reports, watch reports. We know who won the Heisman. But I tried to do an honest assessment and just watch literally like 2 minutes of film on each. And like his highlights are like next level compared to everybody else's highlights.
I'm just hoping Jaden's the best of the bunch. And I'm hoping Caleb throws like 25 interceptions.
Yeah.
I think he'll have a bunch of highlight reel plays. I'm just hoping he throws a preponderance of interceptions.
I mean, a lot of people in the national media think that they're going to be that Houston Texans type team.
The
that,
Bears?
That Caleb's going to have that type of year. He's got weapons. You know, they draft Odunze. He's got three legit receivers.
Yeah.
He's got a good tight end in Komet.
Yeah.
Can't remember. Somebody,
they bring in Swift from Philly.
Somebody picked him to go to the Super Bowl. I think it might have been Nick Wright from Fox.
He's crazy. He ain't going to Super Bowl.
That's the long-haired donk?
Yeah.
He also said,
that's hot take-ish.
Yeah, Nick Wright also said that it's bad that Jalen Hurts hasn't thrown an interception in camp.
You need to get it out of the system. Why? Like, it matters? It means nothing.
He needs to take more chances.
Come on.
But the Bears weren't like 4-13 last year. You know what I mean? Like, they can make a jump in the NFC to get to, let's say, NFC Championship. If you think it's too far to say win the NFC.
I think it's a lot to ask to get to it. For a rookie quarterback, even though he's been really good so far in the preseason, to get him to an NFC Championship. That's a lot to ask.
Definitely. It's a huge ask. Let's go to Jax in Calvert County. Hey, Jax, what's up, buddy?
Well, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
For Jaden, it doesn't really matter how much he plays for me. I just don't want to look like he's falling apart. As long as he knows what he's doing.
He's not going to look that way. He's a pro.
What I'm really concerned about is when I listen to the game and everything, are they controlling the line of scrimmage and how the secondary is holding up?
Right.
Those are my main concerns. Because like you were saying, you guys were saying earlier, I think Jaden's going to be fine. I just think, you know, he just got to go get his reps in, sit him down. Because no matter how well he played, we're not going to learn nothing about what he's going to do during the season anyway.
Right.
It just give us something to talk about until the season starts.
Right.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, thank
All
you, buddy.
Jax. Thanks,
one thing
buddy.
The guys were saying, I listened to a bunch of pods with, like, John Keim and Nikki Jabala, B. Mitch and Bram and all those guys. I listened to all this stuff about, you know, the practice and how things are going. And they're saying, I guess Quinn and McCarthy, they work together, right, in Atlanta for a couple of years, really like each other. And you know how prolific Miami's offense is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're amazing. Like, he's an offensive genius with all the and they're not afraid to show it in preseason. So it's going to be a great test for us to see how we handle all their motion, everything sure. defensively. And really keep an eye on Sanders. Everyone is just like, this kid, you know,
he's the same corner.
He comes from Michigan, right?
Yeah.
Nothing's going to faze him. No. Nothing's going to faze him. You come from a program like Michigan and you ball out at Michigan, nothing's going to faze you.
Right. I've forgotten, but
that's why they're saying that he's the best on the staff or on the roster right now.
When
at
we saw the war room of Adam Peters, like we saw the video. Sansril, that's the one where they played like a practical joke on.
They took somebody from Michigan or something,
right.
But it wasn't him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Quinn wanted him big time. Speaking of Quinn, Sam Fortier, who we have on the show from time to time, who writes for the Washington Post, covers the Commanders, has an article about the Jahan Dotson situation. And I'll just read from it. He says, Washington Commanders receiver Jahan Dotson said Thursday he wasn't surprised by Coach Dan Quinn's comment that the team is, quote, right in the middle of its search for a number two wideout. Dotson said, DQ didn't draft me. Each and every year in your profession, you got to prove yourself. You got to prove what you're worth and what you're capable of doing. That's what I'm trying to do.
That's 100% true. I could tell you that from my kids, you know, playing in college, and you get new coaches that come in. They're not the coaches that recruit you. You got to reprove yourself. They have nothing invested in you. Nothing. And it's even more so at the professional level.
Kind of like when we got that new program director at HFS years ago, and she said,
every
we sound
time
like
you
a
have
locker
a new
room.
Program director or a new boss. I don't care if you work at Xerox or freaking, you know what I mean? Wherever you work, Xerox even a company anymore?
I don't know.
That was a 100-year-old company. If you work for Microsoft, if you get a new boss, you got to reestablish yourself.
They still crank out printers.
They do Xerox. They're money. All right. I don't know how I came up with
you
that.
You work
one.
At Enron.
Yeah.
Was that the awful Friday after?
Yes.
After the show meetings.
I was thinking of Lisa. Yeah. That like she became
it's
like
a terrible time to have meetings
program
Friday
director.
At 10.
We got recruited to go to HFS. We had a program director, and then a couple months later, they brought
fired
in somebody
him.
New.
Yeah.
Anytime
you have a new boss, you got to reestablish yourself.
She was a music person, yep. Which is great, and she didn't necessarily get the appeal of the junkies, but eventually she got it.
She didn't get it. No, I don't think she really
liked it, but eventually she got it. We had like 8,000 people show up for a turkey bowl.
She tolerated it.
Let's go to Steve in Woodbridge. Steve, what's up, man? You're on the Junkies.
Hey, man. Hey, how you guys doing?
Steve. Doing great. How are you?
What's up?
Love you guys.
Thanks,
hey,
man.
Look, you guys are on point, as always.
Thank you.
And my thing is work for the job you want, not for the one you have.
Okay. Expand on that.
Well, I mean, he's entrenched. He's there. But apparently he's not working hard enough to establish himself as the job that he wants.
I don't know if he's not working hard enough. I just don't think he's flashing.
And it's possible that maybe he's not as good as the other players. The reality might be he was overdrafted by Ron Rivera. He has one trait.
Possible, but other guys had him as first rounder.
True. He has one trait, which Logan Paulson, who we all respect, who looks at the film that is brought up, that is a weakness, which is physicality. And maybe he's having difficulty overcoming his weakness of the lack of physicality.
The other part is Zacchaeus played for Dan Quinn.
Yeah, that's a big part, too.
It's a huge
We all know
part.
Relationships is a big part
and
of the
it's
game.
And it's just like he brought in Cowboys. Alluding to it by saying Dan Quinn didn't draft me, or you know what I mean? He's almost alluding to it right there.
Yeah.
And who shocker, who's the one receiver that they keep bringing up? Zacchaeus, the guy that played for Quinn.
That he signed in Atlanta.
Yeah. So he's got to overcome that. He's got ability.
I mean, Dotson could have come into camp with the mentality, you know what, I'm the two. Someone's got to take it away from me. But he's not doing enough to keep it. You know what I mean? So maybe he wasn't given 100% in mini camps and early in training camp. Now he knows it's real.
I don't know if it's not given 100%.
Well, we don't know.
I he seems like a great kid. I guess but you know, you got to make plays. Sometimes that's out of your control. Sometimes you know, like you say,
I think it goes a little deeper than that.
So you think it's an effort thing? I don't think that's an effort. Maybe it's a determination thing.
It might be a combination of all of it.
The other factor is well-known teacher's pets, right? People that are the teacher's pet.
Yeah.
Zacchaeus might be a teacher's pet type of guy.
Well, exactly.
No knock on his skill or whatever, but he does everything that's asked. His body language is great.
Oh, the body language thing, yeah.
I mean, it could be.
Oh, I believe in body language 1,000,000%.
And that could be an issue, too.
1,000,000%.
But hey, on Saturday, when we watch the Commanders against Dolphins, play number one might be a deep shot to Dotson. He catches it, and all is good in the world. Because now, all of a sudden, everybody loves Diami now. The guy makes one play.
No, people were raving about Diami before that. They just were.
I have a problem with people rave in all these training camps. I mean, we've been doing it every year. We usually talk about some fifth receiver, rave about him, and then they don't do anything.
Well, they may not do anything, but it doesn't mean that they weren't popping in camp. They may not do anything when the regular season comes, but it doesn't take away from them actually. And everybody was saying Diami was having a good camp. I mean, this is what it is.
But this is also what we talk about.
Yes.
You know, because you haven't seen them. You don't see the starters for very long. You talk about the backups.
I can't remember the name, but it's probably like 10 years ago. There was like some white wide receiver. Everybody's like, oh my God, this guy's always making plays all the time.
No, you're talking about Richmond Flowers.
Maybe.
He's an agent now.
Was he from Duke?
Yeah, he's an agent now.
But like every year there's some guy that's the talk of the town. He's always like some fifth or sixth receiver.
Diami's a little different because
he's still different.
He's been around. He plays on teams.
But I would have... And this is kind of my view of Zacchaeus, and I can be wrong, is I have generally a perception if somebody hasn't really done much in 5 years, he's been around for five seasons. His best season was 40 catches. Trab makes an excellent point. They didn't throw the ball much as Arthur Smith. And he was, if you look at the stats, their second leading receiver behind Drake London that year. Mm. But I have a general perception that you kind of are what you are 5 years in.
Sure.
And Diami's not 5 years in.
Here's what he is.
But like Diami's enough seasons in that it's like I'm almost throwing him in with like when this is going way back, but when they had Malcolm Kelly and was it Devin Thomas?
Oh, yeah. He was barely here.
Remember they drafted those guys and they were all high picks.
Yeah.
And then they didn't do anything after a year. So then you give him a second year. Then you give him a second year. And then it's like, you know what? This is just not going to happen.
Well, the difference is, here's what he is. He's an undrafted free agent in 5 years, got over 100 catches, 1,500 yards, 10 touchdowns, and 14.5 yards per catch. I think that's actually pretty good. Undrafted free agent.
He just hasn't had the opportunities.
I mean, no one's saying he's a star. They're just saying he's fighting for playing time. I wouldn't say he's going to be a star.
I mean, they just don't have a bunch of Pro Bowlers.
Yeah, they got one semi-star in Terry.
You got what you got. So you got to make those guys work.
And it feels like De'Ami Brown may be slightly ahead of who's the guy they had that was around for like 3 years and we kept waiting for him to do something that they just finally gave up on last.
Jahan or the Doxson.
Doxson.
Whatever that guy's name was. What was that guy's name?
Yeah, Josh Doxson.
Josh Doxson.
It feels like De'Ami Brown.
Forgot about him.
Is slightly ahead of Josh Doxson.
He didn't
a little more production, but he's on that track.
That was the drunk guy's pick.
McLuhan?
That was McLuhan. Scott McLuhan. That draft sucked. He was terrible.
Well, their drafts have sucked for the most part. A lot in the last 10 years.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, if you have good drafts, you turn into a good team. They've been a terrible team. Josh. I mean,
a few picks here and there pan out, but most of them have not.
Doxson was a first round pick.
Yeah. Where'd he go? Did he go? TCU?
Yes.
Yeah, he's
definitely a Texas school, I remember.
But Doxson did have 44 catches in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Well, he also had injuries and everything. But he was supposed to be super athletic. Make all these contested catches.
Had six touchdowns in 2017. Yeah. It was actually more production than De'Ami Brown.
No, Josh Doxson might be remarkably close to Jahan Dotson.
Yes.
More so than Zacchaeus.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with EB's entertainment page here on The Fan. We talked about it early in the show. We had a happy hour yesterday with the people from Surfside. Surfside's fantastic. I've never seen a guy more into it than Mike Marr. He just saw CK, and CK, how was it last night? He goes, it was so lit. It was fantastic. He's just, you know, the young kid words.
Yeah.
It was lit.
Yeah. We should do that at least once a month, right? I mean, just get out there, good happy hour with the lads, build some camaraderie out of the studio.
Old school junkies, we used to be out and about all the time. You missed the glory years of like junket searches, spring break parties.
We would do midnight to 2 a.m.
Well, that's really back in the day.
That's back in the day. But we would, after the show, we'd go out and be at a bar till 2 a.m.
Yes. Sounds right up my alley.
Those days are over.
Dude, you know how many bar crawls we did?
We did a ton.
Do you remember the one we did in Georgetown where you were, you went number one while you're
in the
walking
parking lot?
Yeah. I mean, we've had
so... Hey, when you got to go, you got to go.
We've done so many bar appearances in our career. Yeah. It seems like we haven't really done any in the last five years.
But we were 30 years old.
No. But I would
also get, COVID shut things down and then budget. Like, I don't know. Like, we used to have a promo department. I mean, used to whatever, send us out all the time.
I just know this. I got hammered at all those events.
But never drove home. Somebody always took care of your ride.
We always had a ride.
No, I did. I did. Especially
Look, the bar crawls, we didn't. Of course, we knew we were going to get hammered. But some of those appearances, we drove right from work.
I mean, I guess. But then I would be responsible.
You'd be mild, yeah.
Mike Marr would have been.
What's everybody
give me? Mike Marr was hyped up about, I mean, let's be real. It was Big Tony's Pizzeria and Dive Bar, and it was all dudes. He was hyped, like he was loving it. Imagine if he was there during the glory days of like our Daisy Dukes contests at Lulu's. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the albums on the Junkies Facebook from way back in the day. Yeah, those are what we should really be bringing back. Hey, why are you giving me Ted Leonsis's letter? Like, why is he giving me this? I just brought you everything on the printer.
Oh, okay.
That's old.
I just wanted you to have one story.
Okay. All right, let's open up the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW of Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.9% on most X Series models for a limited time only. They got electric vehicles. My buddy just got the i7, absolutely loves it. If you're a military person, they got benefits for you, all that stuff. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Make sure you mention your boy. All right, this is a kind of a funny story. I mean, I literally haven't read it yet. This is what we call in the business hot off the presses. He just gave it to me. Kevin Spacey, I guess. He was forced to sell his home, right?
Yes.
Got foreclosed on.
Got foreclosed on. And apparently, Kevin Spacey's refusing to leave. He's, what do they call it? He's squatting. His own home. Refusing to leave, even though they foreclosed on it.
That's hilarious.
He wants to stay another 6 months, and he's refusing to leave. This, I guess he talked about this in June when he did an interview with Piers Morgan. And it was, you know, crying.
Yep.
On TV.
Doesn't have any money left.
At least as of today. How much money do you have?
Oh, jeez.
None.
You've got more. You're richer than Kevin Spacey, Drabby.
Living a better life for sure.
Right?
Yeah. I like also like who bought the home from him. Sam Asghari.
That's Britney Spears' ex.
He's a creep. There's another guy named Sam Asghari, not the same one.
Oh, yeah. It would have been great. Yeah, that's too bad. Anyway, Kevin Spacey's a squatter.
What
can you do?
Yeah, what can you do?
Gotta go to court.
What you gonna do? I would go in there and drag his ass out.
Get back on the horse. Get back on the horse.
I do like that he loves Baltimore and that house so much that they can't drag him out of there.
It's called Charm City.
Where does he live? Do you know exactly where he lives?
I don't know exactly where he lives.
It says Harborview in the.
Oh, I know where Harborview.
Where is Harborview?
That's Harborview, Silly.
Where is it? What's it near? Like
it's kind of near Canton, I believe. It's probably the best apartment complex, condo complex in the city.
Yeah, it's probably nice.
Okay.
Does he go to Orioles games? Has he ever seen at Orioles games?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen him on the big screen.
Yeah.
Probably in some suite.
I don't see him dancing on the dugout with the Oriole bird John Denver.
Do they still do that bit?
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a huge thing. Yeah.
Does he get sprayed on by the water?
I don't see him next to Mr. Splash.
He's got how much? I mean, he had millions at one point when he was at his peak.
Well, can you imagine his legal bills?
His legal bills.
I mean, has he had civil cases that he's lost?
Yeah.
He's had to pay a bunch of those?
I'm sure.
Meanwhile, OJ was living like a king for 30 years.
And then I think Netflix has some clause where they were able to take money back from him because he violated some sort of the harassment suit.
Oh, wow.
So. Celebrity Net Worth says Kevin Spacey is worth -$2 million.
Wow.
What do you think it was at his peak?
Oh. 10, 20 million?
Dude, oh, house
probably,
cars?
Probably more than that, yeah.
He was,
100 million?
He had
no.
His house
he had a lot of money.
I would say
50 million.
50. And that's being conservative, I feel
like. I guess I don't know if House of Cards that was current, but
he was making $500,000 per episode in House of Cards.
I mean, there you go.
I think that was his peak because none of his movies, he was never.
I know the
he
movies
wasn't a
were
Tom
before.
Cruise movie
yeah,
star.
Yeah, and the movies were before, like, they were paying guys like $30 million a movie.
The biggest movie I can think of him in was like American Beauty 7. Yeah.
They say salary was $10 million.
He's probably making 5 to $10 million for those big films.
All right, but if he's cranking out 13 episodes.
And if he was smart with his money, he's investing, he's making money on the money he's making.
He was making about $7 million per season.
If you lose a $30 million civil lawsuit or something, now you...
No, that's I understand why he's going... No, but I'm saying at his peak, he had a lot of money.
I guess so. Well, he was ordered to pay nearly $31 million back to House of Cards. Because he ruined that franchise.
All right, we got a bunch of other stuff here, but I know that Valdez has audio clips. I think that would be more fun than maybe just reading some of these stories. So let's play some of the audio clips that he has. Post Malone's country album is coming. Is it coming out today, Matt? It's like soon. It
came out last night at midnight.
Oh, last night at midnight. All right. So Valdez says he has a few clips he could play that we haven't heard yet. You've heard the collaboration with Blake Shelton, the collaboration with
Morgan Wallen.
I think, do you have Luke Combs? I think you have Jelly Roll. Which one do you want to play for us first, Valdez? You lead me.
We'll do the Luke Combs one first.
All right. Luke Combs is hot. Great voice. I got a sight in my rifle, my mama's new boyfriend.
It's called Guy for That. I got a guy for every damn thing.
Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for. I like it.
I do.
I like it. He's got a little warble.
It's getting annoying, though, that Post is using that weird reverb on his
warble or whatever
on his voice. I could see it doing it maybe like on like a hook. Or certain lines, but it's almost like it's on every part.
Are we convinced it's digitally enhanced?
Has to be. Yeah. I mean, he's still a good singer, but it's unnecessary.
But it is his signature. It's kind of becoming his signature bit. All right, so that's Luke Combs. Play the one with Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll, who I discovered. A little overexposed, though.
Last callers, last chances. 9-to-5ers, truckers, dancers. Couple chucks,
it's called Losers.
With a whole lot of song about AWOD. Whiskey by note, and be before that. Southbound train on a hellbound track. Might just put two middle fingers up and throw one back for all the people who ain't ever felt at home. Just spinning on a rock and getting stoned. Yeah, this one's for the losers. Where's Jelly? I don't hear Jelly.
Next verse. You want me to skip to the Jelly verse?
I want to hear Jelly.
All right, give me one sec.
So it sounds like what he's doing is like a digital vibrato. That's what he's doing.
I'm not a country guy, so.
I like it. I'm a big country guy. And by the way, I mean, I'm a new country guy in the last 5 years. Country, I feel like, is popping right now, right? I mean, country
is... your word of the day.
It's, I mean, it's
popping
big
like
right
Jayden
now.
Daniels?
You don't think so? Well, because, what do you just keep
using?
You
use that a lot. Huh? I haven't even
the
noticed.
The word du jour.
I mean, it's hot.
This will be on the golf course today, the whole album.
Are you going to be out on the golf course?
Yeah,
we're going to be
out on the golf course today. We'll be blasting this and giving our thoughts on
it. Does he do any songs without the help of another superstar?
Maybe not country. That's just the way this is getting into the country.
Collabs. I'm going to play Wrong Ones. I think this is the best one so far from what I've heard on the albums with Tim McGraw.
Oh, okay. Sure. See, Tim McGraw's a little bit before I got into it.
Skip breakfast at Tiffany's for a live sermon with Bethany. Now I'm sitting at a bar on 17th and I'm gone. With them cold ones coming and this smoke filling up my lungs. I got you money, girl. Come on and get you some. And it's hard to walk a straight line when they're curving up them jeans. I'm just looking for the right one. But they
That's good.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like it. But I'm a mark. I like country and I like post. So I'm going to like probably anything else. I'm just curious what his next move is after this. I really am. I feel like this is just a one-off. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's going to be all of a sudden a country guy. But who knows?
I don't know. They're all popular.
We talked about it earlier. The Hawk Tua girl, she threw out a first pitch for the Mets. Kind of embarrassing. I always think of sort of like Katie Ledecky throwing out the first pitch here at Nats Park or Ryan Zimmerman or something. You know what I mean?
Or president.
President. Or, yeah. You know, Daryl Green. Now you got the girls talking about hog smokes. And that's why she's famous. And she's throwing out the first pitch.
The Mets couldn't pull anybody better.
I mean, it's kind of a donk move.
And the girl who caught the pitch, it wasn't like the backup catcher, the bullpen catcher. It was the girl that was in the video with her.
Right.
You like Jenna Jameson throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah, I mean, it's so crazy. Five people have been charged in Matthew Perry's death. We talked about this earlier. It's just a crazy story how many people were enabling him. So he had his longtime assistant. He's facing like 15 years because he was injecting him with the ketamine. But they've also got a bunch of doctors that were like joking about. They called him a moron. They're like, I wonder how much this moron will pay.
What does ketamine do?
I don't know.
Put your ass to sleep.
Tranquilizer.
Put your ass to sleep.
I think it's an animal tranquilizer. I remember Steve-O talking about ketamine when we had him in studio 15 years ago. But apparently there's even like a ketamine clinic. Is that like for humans or animals? I don't know. Like, what human would need ketamine?
I think it's prescribed.
Maybe for people
for like
who
cancer
are in hospice.
And stuff,
people
or?
Are in hospice.
No.
For it's depression.
A, depression. It's like a.
Okay.
I don't know, mood
do they microdose it or take a very small dose?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's done by doctors.
Like, but meanwhile, like they lithium? Say he was being injected like multiple times.
Yeah.
I think even on that day, he might have been injected multiple times. And I guess the ketamine itself didn't kill him. It knocked him out, and then he drowned.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what happened.
I think doctors give patients ketamine before they go have surgery.
That too.
So it literally just puts you to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at effects of ketamine. Says it can be used as to induce a state of sedation, immobility, relief from pain, amnesia.
Yeah, it's bad news. I mean, unless you...
But it is a popular drug for depression, I've heard.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, because you just go to sleep and you don't think about anything. But wait, what about... So the two doctors were arrested.
Mm-hmm. There's a ketamine queen.
There's a drug dealer.
Yeah, she
was arrested. She's probably looking at a bunch of time. And then the personal assistant. Who was the fifth person? I heard there was five people arrested.
I don't know. Maybe it had been another doctor. I'm not sure.
You're probably right.
But last but not least, I do want to do one more quickie. Let's play the clip. Can you do it? Of Lady Gaga. Or we want to do it when we come back. Why don't we do it when we come back? We'll do it when we come back.
But right now, let's hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We told you to give away tickets this time to HF Festival 2024. That's coming up next month, Saturday, September 21st at Nationals Park, featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush, Garbage, Jimmy Eat World, Girl Talk, Violent Femmes, Tonic, Filter, and Lit. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. But caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067 will hook you with a pair of tickets. HF Festival. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. So tonight I'm having this dinner at a nice Italian restaurant with David Falk.
Oh,
and
nice.
You guys weren't here. Jason was out. I think you were off, and I brought this up. What do I do when the check comes?
You better take it. Man up. It's just you and David?
No, our wives.
Yeah, I mean, man
up. He texted, he's like, let's get together socially, and then...
You need to take it.
But, dude...
And then if he overpowers you, fine.
No.
But you should take it. Man,
you realize he's probably going to order some bottle of wine that's like $1,000.
Well, then
something.
If he does that, he'll insist.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If he does that, then he'll insist.
Or you can just be honest and say, you got more money than me. Can we just chop it?
I mentioned this.
And he might just say, you know what? I got it.
JP's not broke. He can handle the bill.
He's not broke, but he doesn't have David Falk money.
David Falk. He asked me, he goes, where are you living again? And he's like, do you live in Crown? I was like, well, I actually moved to a house. We wanted a bigger house about a mile away. And he's like, yeah. And I was kind of lamenting about, you know, we don't even need all this space. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I get what you're saying. He goes, I just moved to a house 17,000 square feet.
You imagine.
Yeah. I mean, he probably uses 2,000 square feet.
All his kids are grown. I mean.
Yeah. He's got grandkids that visit every day. And he says he's got a gym. He's got a movie theater.
Yeah.
He's got like a golf simulator.
He's probably got an amazing golf sim in there.
Yes.
You know he's got top of the line.
I'm guessing he will pick the check up, but you at least have to offer.
Well, yeah. It's just a different level of life because we're texting back and forth. And I said, do you need me to make a reservation? He's like, no, don't worry. I know the owner. It's like one of those deals, you know?
Right. Well, hey, you got all your fancy friends, so you got to...
He likes all of us. Like, he loves the junkies.
Do you think is he here half the year, or like, what's his deal?
I think more than half. I think he's here.
And he listens when he's around?
I don't know how much he actually listens, but I know he really likes...
He just likes coming on here because we give him a platform.
Like, he plays golf, and they all heard him on the show, and
I got it.
That sort of thing.
Right.
So
here's what's really going on. JP's brought this up like five times, and David Falk has not confirmed to him that he's heard this. He keeps bringing it up so David hears this.
I haven't talked to him.
I know, but you always say everything gets back to him. So you hope that this gets back to him, and then he'll say, oh, JP, I heard you talking about the dinner bill. Don't worry about it. I got it.
Well, that would be embarrassing.
No, I'm bringing it up
because I think that's what he wants.
I'm bringing it up because I think it's a good topic, and these guys chimed in.
I think that would be embarrassing. I wouldn't want David to say, that would be the last thing I would want to say is, oh, I heard you. You know,
he doesn't care about that. He just cares about the money.
Huh?
He just doesn't want to pay the bill.
No, not really. I'm bringing it up because I think it's an interesting topic to hear different.
I think that when you have a dinner, and I have a
Cake
lunch.
Sounded like he had alligator arms. He's like, oh, it's David Falk. He wouldn't even offer to pay. Oh.
Does your wife drink wine?
Not really. She's like, if
okay.
She drinks,
so you and
margarita.
You don't drink wine, so neither. So if
I'll
you
have a glass,
okay.
Like we had a glass at dinner last week with Jason Wright,
only because he offered it.
Yeah.
Recently.
Who paid for that one?
No, we was at his house.
Oh, I thought you guys went out. He's gonna pick it up, but just offer.
Yeah, you got to offer. I have. One of my good friends is worth 10 times more than me.
Sure.
Probably more than 10 times more than me. We alternate.
Right.
I don't just, you know, we alternate. It's what you do. So you just get, if you do stuff, tonight. You got to pay.
It's going to be a good dinner, though. Italian.
What would I get? I don't even know. I'm not necessarily an Italian guy. What do people go when they get Italian?
A lot of things.
You know what I think
I don't really go to Italian. I wasn't really raised on Italian.
I did a Valdez and I looked at the menu.
Pasta? Like, I don't even know what that means.
I looked at the menu.
You don't know what it means.
You don't know what pasta means?
Chicken parm or something?
They had something called salmon Isabella. Okay. My daughter's name is Isabella, so I feel like I should take
I probably wouldn't I get that. That at an Italian restaurant. I just like
they
bolognese.
Have steaks? They just have regular steaks sure at an Italian restaurant.
Yes. Actually, you'll get size. You get size for salmon piccata. You'll get size for salmon piccata.
Okay.
You've been to Fausto's down at Ocean City. I mean, he's got pasta.
I didn't know what it was.
He's got steaks. He's got fish.
I didn't know it was Ristorante de Pasti or whatever.
He's got the best filet ever.
And I know that I couldn't sleep for like 3 hours. It was so rich.
Yeah.
I thought I was having a heart attack.
It's very rich food.
Afterwards. All good the food, butter. Though.
It's good stuff.
I'm not kidding. That was the richest food I've ever had. It was delicious.
Oh, this place is going to be one of those 4 or 5 course meals now that I look at it. Because they've got something they call dinner.
Be in for $1,000.
And then
bill.
It says second dinner.
Right down where. Down the name.
Hey, I hope JP offers and goes, hey, why don't we just chop it? And then David goes, okay.
No, I don't think I don't think it's actually that super expensive. It's like it's right across the street from where I used to live.
How much is their most expensive bottle of wine?
They don't list the prices.
That's where you get in trouble. But see, I think that, I mean, I don't order wine, so I don't know how that works. But I would assume a guy knows it's expensive. If he's going to order an expensive bottle.
I told JP to cut it off at the knees, bring in your own bottle, and pay a corking fee. So
yeah,
that
but JP doesn't know what
Yeah,
to,
but he doesn't have a good
buy.
Bottle of
JP
wine.
JP will come in there with some cupcake wine or something.
He'll come in there with Jay Lohr.
He doesn't know
I'll come in
yet.
With whatever I've been gifted.
Yeah, exactly. Don't JP, you know how humiliating that would be if you brought wine to Dave
before? This would be so the biggest JP move in the world is if he brought his own wine and the waiter goes, oh, well, I can take that for you, but we got to charge you the corking fee. And JP goes, no, it's twist off.
I also don't know if I should wear
corking
a jacket.
More, huh?
Nah, I just wear
Where are you going with the name? You don't want to say the name of the spot.
It's fine. Il Pizzico. So it's not even like a fancy place.
Where is it?
On Rockville Pike.
Oh,
I've never been there.
I remember the first time I saw David like out and about. We were both dining at the same sushi spot in Rockville.
Right.
Yeah. The guy said he's just a Rockville guy.
Yeah.
He's just a Rockville guy.
Where he works out. So I kind of met him through my wife when she was training at his gym.
Well, you go have your fancy friends. Just go home.
By the way, if there are like, say, 50,000 words spoken tonight, you're going to speak about 6 of them.
I take the over on total words.
There will
be battling.
It'll be a million.
It'll be a battle, right?
It'll be a million.
Royale. Nah,
you're going
to
speak like 1%.
Stories.
Who gets the floor? His story's pwning your stories.
Yeah. I know, listen,
you got nothing. He doesn't give a crap about anything you say, just so you know that.
But he gets a kick out of all of us, I can tell you that.
No, he likes the platform.
All right, we got to get out of here. Be Mitch and Finley up next.
Have a good weekend.
Here on The Fan. Chuck, he's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. So tonight I'm having this dinner at a nice Italian restaurant with David Falk.
Oh,
and
nice.
You guys weren't here. Jason was out. I think you were off, and I brought this up. What do I do when the check comes?
You better take it. Man up. It's just you and David?
No, our wives.
Yeah, I mean, man,
he texted.
Like,
he's like, let's get together socially, and then
you need to take it.
But, dude,
and then if he overpowers you, fine.
But, no,
but you should take it. Man,
you realize he's probably going to order some bottle of wine that's like $1,000.
Well, then
something.
If he does that, he'll insist.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If he does that, then he'll insist.
Or you can just be honest and say, you got more money than me. Can we just chop it?
I mentioned this.
He might just say, you know what? I got it.
JP's not broke. He can handle the bill.
He's not broke, but. He doesn't have David Falk money.
David Falk, he asked me, he goes, where are you living again? And he's like, do you live in Crown? I was like, well, I actually moved to a house. We wanted a bigger house about a mile away. And he's like, yeah. And I was kind of lamenting about, you know, we don't even need all this space. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I get what you're saying. He goes, I just moved to a house 17,000 square feet.
You imagine.
I mean, He probably uses 2,000 square feet.
All his kids are grown. I mean.
Yeah, yeah. He's got grandkids that visit every day, and he says he's got a gym. He's got a movie theater.
Yeah.
He's got like a golf simulator.
Probably got an amazing golf sim in there.
Yes.
You know he's got top of the line.
I'm guessing he will pick the check up, but you at least have to offer.
Well, yeah. It's just a different level of life because we're texting back and forth, and I said, do you need me to make a reservation? He's like, no, don't worry. I know the owner. It's like one of those deals, you know?
Right. Well, hey, you got all your fancy friends, so you gotta.
He likes all of us. Like he loves the junkies.
Do you think is he here half the year or like what's his deal?
I think more than I think he's here.
And he listens when he's around.
I don't know how much he actually listens, but I know he really likes.
He just likes coming on here because
he comes on.
Yeah, we give him a platform.
Like, he plays golf, and they all heard him on the show, and
I got it.
That sort of thing.
Right.
So
here's what's really going on. JP's brought this up like 5 times, and David Falk has not confirmed to him that he's heard this. He keeps bringing it up so David hears this. And
it's
then
not true. So I haven't talked to him.
I know, but you always say everything gets back to him. So you hope that this gets back to him, and then he'll say, oh, JP, I heard you talking about the dinner bill. Don't worry about it. I got it.
Well, that would be embarrassing.
No, I'm bringing it up
because I think that's what he wants.
I'm bringing it up because I think it's a good topic, and these guys chimed in.
I think that would be embarrassing. I wouldn't want David to say, that would be the last thing I would want to say is, oh, I heard you. You know,
he doesn't care about that. He just cares about the money.
Huh?
He just doesn't want to pay the bill.
No, not really. I'm bringing it up because I think it's an interesting topic to hear different.
I think that when you have a dinner, and I have a
Cake
lunch.
Sounded like he had alligator arms. He's like, oh, it's David Falk. He wouldn't even offer to pay.
Uh-huh. Does your wife drink wine?
Not really. She's like, if
okay,
she
so you and you don't drink wine, so neither. So if
I'll
you
have a glass,
okay.
Like we had a glass at dinner last week with Jason Wright,
only because he offered it.
Yeah.
Who paid for that one?
No, we was at his house.
Oh, I thought you guys went out. Just he's gonna pick it up, but just offer.
Yeah, you gotta offer. I have. One of my good friends is worth 10 times more than me.
Sure.
Probably more than 10 times more than me. We alternate.
Right.
I don't just, you know, we alternate. It's what you do. So you just get, if he's your friend, and you do stuff,
tonight.
You got to pay.
It's going to be a good dinner, though. Italian.
Mm. What would I get? I don't even know. I'm not necessarily an Italian guy. What do people go when they get Italian?
A lot of things.
You know what I think?
I don't really go to Italian. I wasn't really raised on Italian.
I did a Valdez and I looked at
the
menu.
Pasta? Like, I don't even know what that means.
I looked at the menu.
You don't know what it means.
You don't know what pasta means?
Chicken parm or something?
They had something called Salmon Isabella. Okay. My daughter's name is Isabella, so I feel like I should take
I probably wouldn't get that at an Italian restaurant. I just like bolognese.
They just have regular steaks at an Italian restaurant.
Actually, salmon piccata. You'll get size for salmon piccata.
Okay.
You've been to Fausto's down at Ocean City. I mean, he's got pastas
and
steaks.
I didn't know what it was.
He's got fish.
I know it was, Ristorante di Pasti or whatever.
He's got the best filet ever.
And I know that I couldn't sleep for like 3 hours. It was so rich.
Yeah.
I thought I was having a heart attack.
It's very rich food.
Afterwards.
It's good food, though. It's good stuff.
I'm not kidding. That was the richest food I've ever had. It was delicious.
Oh, this place is going to be one of those 4 or 5 course meals now that I look at it. Because they've got something they call dinner.
You're going to be in for $1,000.
And then it says second dinner.
Write down the name.
Hey, I hope JP offers and goes, hey, why don't we just chop it? And then David goes, okay.
No, I don't think it's actually that super expensive. It's like it's right across the street from where I used to live.
How much is their most expensive bottle of wine?
They don't list the prices.
That's where you get in trouble. But see, I think that, I mean, I don't order wine, so I don't know how that works. But I would assume a guy knows it's expensive. If he's going to order an expensive bottle.
I told JP to cut it off at the knees, bring in your own bottle, and pay a corking fee.
JP doesn't know what
Yeah,
to,
but he doesn't have a good bottle of wine.
JP will come in there with some cupcake wine or something.
He'll come in there with Jay Lohr.
He doesn't know.
I'll come in with whatever I've been gifted.
Yeah, exactly. Don't, JP, you know how humiliating that would be if you brought wine to David Falk?
This would be so the biggest JP move in the world is if he brought his own wine and the waiter goes, oh, well, I can take that for you, but we got to charge you the corking fee. And JP goes, no, it's twist off.
I also don't know if I should wear
corking
a jacket.
More, huh?
Nah, I just wear jeans.
Where are you going with jeans? You don't want to say the name of the spot?
It's fine. Il Pizzico. So it's not even like a fancy
Where
place.
Is it?
On Rockville Pike.
Oh,
I've never been there.
I remember the first time I saw David like out and about. We were both dining at the same sushi spot in Rockville.
Right.
Yeah, the guy said he's just a Rockville guy.
Yeah.
He's just a Rockville guy.
Where it works out. That's how I kind of met him, through my wife when she was training at his gym.
Well, you go have your fancy friends. Just go home. Just.
By the way, if there are like, say, 50,000 words spoken tonight, you're going to speak about 6 of them.
I take the over on total words.
There will be battling. It'll be
there's
a million.
It'll be a battle, right?
It'll be a million. Royale.
Nah, just,
you're going to speak like 1%.
Who gets the floor? His story's pulling your story.
Yeah. I know, listen to his stories.
You got nothing. He doesn't give a crap about anything you say. Just so you know that.
But he gets a kick out of all of us. I can tell you that.
No, he likes the platform.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next.
Have a good weekend.
Here on The Fan.